Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The president calls this his compromise budget. But his bottom line is this, my way or the highway. If that's the case, I'm not very optimistic. The president and I weren't able to reach an agreement last year because every offer he made was skewed in favor of higher taxes. This plan is no exception. His opening offer last fall, was $1.6 trillion in new revenues. And his final offer was $1.3 trillion. This budget would mean a total of $1.7 trillion in new revenues. That's not a compromise. It's a step backwards. And you can't portray a budget as a compromise when it ignores the spending problem here in Washington.
Here's House Speaker John Boehner, who doesn't sound too excited about the president's new budget. The fiscal 2014 budget is the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll take number one to number 10 in account in this hour, starting with number one. But first, let's run down what Talkers.com says are the top 10 hits this week in talk radio, and we'll do that from 10 to number one. Post office delivery on Saturday, number 10. Number 9 is tax day. The stabbing in Texas, number 8. Number 7, Melissa Harris Perry and what she said about parenting. The Mitch McConnell-Ashley Judd controversy, and shows up number 6. Number 5, the death of Margaret Thatcher. Number 4, immigration reform. Number 3, North Korea. Number 2, gun legislation proposals. And the number 1 item this week, the president's budget. That's where we move down the trail here. Matter of fact, let's get started with the budget by listening to Jessica Yellen from CNN report on how neither side is happy with the just-released budget.
In 2008, he said that he would not cut Social Security. We want the president to remember what he said and not go back on his word.
We did not come here to cut benefits that people rightfully earn by paying into the system.
They're outraged the president proposes slashing $400 billion for Medicare over the next 10 years and changing the formula for Social Security so checks could fall by $45 the first year and by hundreds of dollars down the line. In 2008, then-candidate Obama pledged,
"Now's the time to protect Social Security for future generations."
Now some Democrats feel betrayed.
There are 57 million recipients of Social Security and Medicare out there, all of whom would be adversely impacted by this. And that's why you're seeing not only Democrats, but Republicans rising up in opposition to this proposal.
The administration acknowledges the president borrowed Republican ideas. The change to Social Security is
a proposal that emanated from Republican leaders.
You just said it was a Republican proposal. So why is a Democratic president issuing a Republican budget?
Because he's president of the whole country and he believes we need to reach a budget compromise that's balanced.
But Democrats should not be surprised. This is not a new priority for the president. Right after he took office in 2009, he held a summit about cutting the deficit.
We cannot and will not sustain deficits like these without end.
He didn't prioritize this agenda thanks to the financial crisis and the political considerations of a re-election until recently. So now he's pressing it, but he's hardly gone over to the other side. This budget is filled with big-ticket poverty-fighting programs, pre-K education for all kids, price tag $75 billion over 10 years, job training and on-ramps to work for the unemployed, $12.5 billion over 10 years. He even proposes increasing the minimum wage from $7.25 to $9 an hour, all government initiatives that usually would make Democrats cheer.
And many Democrats, Wolf, are cheering about those programs, but many of them tell me they just find the president's budget bewildering. They say on the one hand, he's proposing Republican ideas for reforming Medicare and Social Security. At the same time, he wants to pour billions into government programs fighting poverty. But the bottom line here, Wolf, they should not be confused. The president has said from the beginning he would like to be a deficit fighter and still find ways to help the neediest. If progressives did not believe it when he said that, it was a case of selective hearing.
Up next, more opinion and controversy regarding the president's budget, which is what talk radio is all about, right? Your opinion, your comments, and lots of controversy. Plus, maybe once in a while, we get the story straight.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the countdown from number 1 to number 10. Big topics of the week. The President's Budget, number 1. And here's talk host Charlie Sykes with Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, the architect of the Republican plan for the budget, about why Ryan said the President's budget is a disappointment.
Well, you've had a chance to look over those numbers, and I think you were being kind of nice. You were in touch with your kinder, gentler self when you said it was a disappointment.
I'm trying to be nice. It's disappointment. It's just, I guess what I would call for, this administration, a status quo budget. To just put it, you know, I hate throwing too many numbers out. People get kind of, they just start turning the radio down. But, it calls for a $1.1 trillion tax increase, which is slightly larger than the roughly $1 trillion spending increase. And as a result, you have about $119 billion in deficit reduction over a 10-year period. To put that in perspective, the president's proposing we spend $46.5 trillion over the next 10 years from the federal government. That the tax increase is slightly larger than the spending increase, therefore this small amount of deficit reduction. But the deficit reduction that he's proposing should begin in the year 2020, 4 years after he's left office.
Yeah, how convenient for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking over some of these numbers. It looks like more than $8 trillion in new debt.
That's right, 8.2, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And as a result, by 2023, the total U.S. debt would be $25.4 trillion. And I understand that we're getting into eyes glazing over a number.
$60 per household, if you want to put it in perspective. For every household in America, $61,000.
Now, the president would, I'm guessing, come back and say, no, it's not a status quo. In fact, I've adopted some of the Republican ideas for reforming entitlements. You want to get into an eye-glazing topic, the change CPI.
That's not a Republican idea.
All right.
I've never put that in any one of our budgets. That was his idea. But which I'm not trying to knock it. It's just I think he's trying to say I put a Republican thing in here. No, he didn't. He put a controversial provision in there, which does affect entitlement spending, and he ought to get, I suppose, some credit for that. And we see it as more of an olive branch because he's willing to embrace something that is controversial from the budget perspective, but it's not an idea we've ever proposed in our budgets.
No, you're saying it was a lost opportunity. What do you think realistically he could have put in this budget that would have that would have been less disappointing?
Lower spending.
That's what I said, realistically.
We have a trillion-dollar deficit. We've got a debt crisis on our horizon. And you would like to think that because of this, when you propose a budget, you want to try to balance the budget, perhaps, or lower spending so that we can get real deficit reduction and reduce the debt. I mean, we, in our budget that we passed, which does balance the budget, we reduced spending by $5 trillion. Do $2.5 trillion, halfway, something like that. And instead, he has a $1 trillion increase in net spending, only to be outdone by a $1.1 trillion increase in taxes he's proposed, on top of the fact that he has already signed into law $1.6 trillion in tax increases.
Here are our hosts, Lauren Kahn and John Cass, talking to callers on their program about the president's speech, which outlined his proposals for the next fiscal year, the budget for the next fiscal year.
You know what I heard, John, is I heard the same campaign speech. You know, when he quotes saying hard work pays, really, there are no jobs, Mr. President, and we're paying for all these entitlements. And when he talks about we're going to reduce Medicare bills by shifting it to health care, I think we all know how the health care plan is panning out.
We're just
right
talking
now
about it, Lauren. He's not ready. And he's my favorite one. I love the when he said we have to have new letters of opportunity for the middle to get into the middle class. And I'm thinking, what about all those chutes and slides that you built into the economy so that people slide out of the middle class into the poorhouse, dude?
Yeah, he's breaking the backs of the middle class right now.
Terry, am I being rude?
I'm with you. Every time this president speaks, he always talks like he is angry, mean, frustrated, and berating to us. He is supposed to be working for the people, not against the people. If he thinks he's going to get his agenda passed because he's pissed off, it's not going to work. I just don't appreciate it. I'd like a comforting president, and I'd like someone that would be a little bit more helpful. And I believe he's this way because he knows he's wrong, and he has to push it through. Thank you.
Johnny in the car, I hope you're not driving, John. I hope you're sitting there.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment about the president's speech. I think a good insight into the way he thinks is the comments he made about the rich getting these tax deductions and the fact that they're well-connected. That one little statement in there really provides some insight into how what his mentality is in terms of a kind of a socialistic type of viewpoint. And that, you know, these people are advantaged. He doesn't talk about the fact that they create jobs, they're hardworking, and, they help move the economy.
Get on that chute, man. Get on the chute to slide out of the middle class into the poorhouse like the rest of us, buddy. Marge.
If Obama got rid of the waste in Medicare, we wouldn't have to increase taxes and he wouldn't have to realign money. They buy electric wheelchairs for every Tom, Dick, and Harry for $6,000 when you can go to Sam's and buy them for two. My mom's got a wheelchair that they're paying Medicare. I guess you rent it for a year or something.
Right.
Like $87 a month. You can go to Walgreens and buy them for $130. There's so much waste. It makes me sick.
Why don't they cut it?
I don't know.
Because somebody's making money, Marge. That's why.
Well, yeah. Somebody's monitoring these places.
Up next, we shift to the focus on North Korea's threats and also the gun control debate takes center stage next on our Talk Radio Countdown.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The show that reviews the hot hits in talk radio is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number two on the countdown, the proposals for gun legislation. Here's host Bob Durgin with a caller talking about the politicizing of this tragic shooting in Newtown back in December, which has been used to punish legal gun owners, according to the talk host and the caller.
This whole Sandy Hook massacre, as tragic as it was, has been politicized and continues to be politicized to the hilt, beginning with Barack Obama and many other politicians, and particularly in Washington, D.C. These parents, some of these parents who lost their children, they've been in Washington, D.C. They visit politicians. They do this. They do that. Everybody's brought to tears every time they make an appearance at a public hearing or something like that, and the politicians are brought to tears. I'm sick of it, okay? The kids are dead, and that was tragic. And now you don't punish legal gun owners because some nutball killed a bunch of kids. And it's being politicized, especially with Barack Obama. He somewhere, I forget where he was, and he had some of those parents on stage with him or sitting in the audience, and he was talking about, I forget exactly what he said. I was about ready to puke. I was just about ready to puke because it's all politics now. It's all about gun control. It's all about control and gun control and disarming as many Americans as they possibly can. And they are politicizing the deaths of those children in the process.
But all the crying that all the Republicans, all we're doing is whining. We elected these people. You elected Obama, Casey. Get an opportunity to elect businessmen to bring business. And all you hear about is guns and abortion. You know, what about jobs? Just remember, this all comes back to haunt you when you put these people in.
North Korea number three on this week's countdown. From CBS, David Martin and Scott Pelley talk about a recently declassified report from the Pentagon suggesting North Korea has nuclear weapons and they could be used in their missiles.
For decades, North Korea has been labeled a rogue nation, but there is a growing belief among U.S. officials it is turning into a genuine threat, and today we found out why.
Near the end of a long hearing on the defense budget, Congressman Doug Lamborn surprised everyone, including the Secretary of Defense and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when he read aloud from a report mistakenly declassified by the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA.
This is unclassified, so I can make it public. DIA assesses with moderate confidence the North currently has nuclear weapons capable of delivery by ballistic missiles. However, the reliability will be low.
North Korea is known to have enough nuclear material for about a dozen weapons. But until now, no intelligence agency has said publicly the North could make the weapons small enough to put on the tip of a missile. However, When North Korea conducted a nuclear test last February, it boasted it had a miniaturized device. Add that to last December's launch of a long-range missile capable of reaching the U.S., and there is a potential threat which Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey says cannot be ignored.
In the absence of concrete evidence to the contrary, we have to assume the worst case, and that's why we're postured as we are today.
North Korea appears ready to launch two intermediate-range missiles. The U.S. has positioned missile defense ships in the Pacific to intercept them, although the top commander there says he does not intend to shoot unless they are headed for targets on land.
Scott, these are intermediate-range missiles. They cannot reach either the U.S. mainland or Hawaii, and there is no indication they are armed with nuclear warheads.
David, about that intelligence slip, the DIA said it had moderate confidence that they had miniaturized a nuclear warhead. What does that mean?
Well, it means there's no smoking gun, but there is credible evidence to make a plausible case that the North Koreans have figured out how to put a warhead on top of a missile.
Immigration and Margaret Thatcher are the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into our Talk Radio Review. We now move up to number four in the countdown, continuing discussion of what to do with all the illegal immigrants. Notice I don't work for the Associated Press, so I'll actually say illegal immigrants. They don't want their reporters to say that, use that term, but they are illegal immigrants. Now, here's host Pat Campbell talking to Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma about his recent trip to the border.
When McCain goes down there, there's actually a woman that jumps an 18-foot wall while he's down there, you know, actually touring. Where exactly did you go? What did you see?
I was in the sector from Brownsville to Progreso. It's on the eastern side and all along the up and down the river. Here's what I observed.
Okay.
And first of all, I want to say good things about the Border Patrol. They really are good people. These people are dedicated, and they take a risk every day. I mean, there are people down there, they kill people. That's happening. It's the two drug cartels on the border down there that are the big problem. But in terms of their coming across here, yes, it's popular to say secure the border. I'm all for securing the border, but that isn't going to do it. And I've come back with a conclusion. I would not use their names, but they agreed with me down there. I wouldn't want to get them in trouble.
Right.
That so long as we have a system in the United States that rewards people for coming over, so long as we have the food stamps, so long as we have all the benefits of being in America, they're going to be finding a way to do it. And so that is where we must address this problem. And that's where politically, certainly this president is not going to do it. But that's where it's going to happen. You've got to do something about the supply side and not the demand side.
So what else did you observe or see? Because there was a member of Congress. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but he's a former Marine. He's from New York State, where he was. Not only was there no wall, no fence, there were actually rails, he said, to help you walk across.
Well,
is that true?
In some areas, that's true. Now, if you get the longest border is actually in Arizona. Where I was, there were fences all the way across there. There were the 17-foot fences. They are very difficult to get through. You've got to be extremely agile. So
right.
They are effective. But there are gates, and they monitor the gates. They have a very sophisticated setup there where I could sit in one room and watch all the gates that were open.
Mm.
And the area where I was, it was all walled except for the gates that were under surveillance.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm sure you can find a lot of places where they could get across. they'll eventually get across, as long as the demand is to get over here and get the benefits that we have here. If you stop and think about the things that we did, and for the Democrats who get upset with me, let me say something nice about Bill Clinton, because if you remember, back during welfare reform, we were able to put work requirements in, which had a very positive effect in terms of people coming across the border, and it worked. We cut the food stamps down in about half. This president, and people don't know this, this endured from the time that Bill Clinton was president all the way through until Obama became president. And right now, we're right back where we were before we had welfare reform by encouraging people to get onto these welfare systems. That is one of the biggest problems we have, and that's it. You're not going to solve the problem until you solve that problem.
The death of Margaret Thatcher is number 5 on the countdown. From our affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen talks to historian Lee Edwards about the life and legacy of the former UK Prime Minister.
Margaret Thatcher grew up in a very humble household, went to college, studied chemistry, didn't she?
Yeah, she was that, chemistry major.
Yeah, and how did she get into politics?
Well, she got into politics because she could see that England was going the wrong direction. And she learned from her father, who was a grocer as well as other things, that something about profit and loss and about keeping the overhead down and the need to be honest and reliable with the people who come to your store. And then on top of that, she began running into some intellectuals who began giving her some serious reading, like Friedrich Hayek's The Road to Serfdom. And that turned her from an instinctive conservative into a thinking conservative, very much like Ronald Reagan.
So Britain was suffering miserably.
Oh, terribly.
And she said, what we need to do is change our direction. And first thing she went after was the unions. Why was that, and why was she successful?
Well, in the winter of 1978, she was already the head of the Conservative Party. The unions were striking, it seemed like, every hour on the hour. And as a result of that, nothing was getting done. Things were piling up. Went so far that the gravediggers went on strike, so bodies were not being buried. The garbage collectors refused to collect the garbage. It was piling up for blocks and blocks all over London, and on, and transit wasn't working and so forth. And the good people of Britain said, you know, enough of this. And their winter of dissent and discontent turned into a spring of hope, because they threw out the Labour government, brought in the Conservative government, and who became the Prime Minister was the leader of the party, Margaret Thatcher, the first woman Prime Minister and still the only woman Prime Minister of Britain. So when NPR and other people like that are saying that, you know, she did nothing for women, it's just so totally absurd. I mean, you just have to laugh.
Up next, Mitch McConnell, Melissa Harris-Perry, and the stabbing in Texas. That discussion, or those discussions, all on their way here in the Talk Radio Countdown Room.
These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blinds, shades, and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number six on this week's countdown, the Mitch McConnell-Ashley Judd situation. Here's host Kent Altshuler with Mike Violette talking to ABC's Brad Garrett about the possible bugging of the senator's office.
What do we know about McConnell's office? Any insight into how all of that video and audio got there?
No, but you got to look at a couple things. If his office was bugged, that is a federal violation. That's a wiretap. My inclination is that it's probably not that, that it's somebody had a recording device in the room. And Kentucky, like many states, have one-party consent. In other words, if you have one consenting party, and that could be you, then it's not against the law. It's obviously a big embarrassment, but it's not against the law. So it remains to be seen at this point exactly what they do have at his headquarters in Kentucky.
Brad, has there been any kind of leak from his office as to whether or not a bug was planted, or if it's just an aide, or have they released any information about how this information got out?
No, other than McConnell is trying to make a big deal that his office was was bugged, and that could be the case. I'll tell you that it takes some expertise if you actually hardwire to bug a room like the FBI might do for an undercover operation. So my guess is that didn't occur, but could it be something in between, maybe?
MSNBC's Melissa Harris-Perry has created a controversy, and that's become number seven on the countdown. Here's Sean Hannity talking to Leslie Marshall and Michelle Malkin about Perry's comments that children belong to the collective community, not just to their parents.
Let's remind our audience of the lunacy that is being promoted by NBC News.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Your children belong to the community, not to you. Hope Matt Lauer, Brian Williams are proud of this leftist garbage. Leslie, let's go over these words carefully here. So part of it, we have to break through the our kind of private idea that the kids belong to their parents. No. Or that the kids belong to their families. And recognize the kids belong to the entire community. You have kids, right, Leslie?
Yes, I do. I have two, and I would agree with that. I mean, as I'm sitting here right now, my daughter's at ballet. My son, I do believe that we as a community have a responsibility to the children, and not just the 500,000 children on the Blue Book who are orphans and don't have parents. But when I send my kids to school, Sean, the teacher is part of that community taking care of them. When we pay, and before I had kids, when I paid with my tax dollars for the public school system and for breakfast and lunch for kids that weren't mine, was that making me a socialist?
Excuse me.
Was that making me part of
Michelle
a community
Malkin,
taking care of our
my
children?
My kids do not belong to the, quote, whole community. They're not everybody's problem. They're my responsibility. And you know what? That doesn't mean we don't take care of kids in need. We do. We're a compassionate society. What do you?
Yeah.
How do you react to this lunacy? Because I think liberal moral superiority and sanctimony kicks in here because they think they know better than us. We conservatives, we dopes, we Neanderthals, how to raise our kids.
We're all parents. We're all parents here, Leslie, Sean, and myself. And I think that this sentiment broadcast on MSNBC, which we now it's confirmed stands for Maoist Socialist Nutballs Broadcasting Company, should send a shiver down every parent's spine. I mean, what we're talking about here is the worst kind of collectivism, and yes, it is anti-American. This is a message not only to these people who didn't have any problem whatsoever with broadcasting this. That's what's creepy to me, that there wasn't a single producer or editor who looked at this woman broadcasting these diatribes and thought, this is just bone chilling. I think there is something that every parent who believes in the primacy and the sacrosanct nature of the family as the building block of civil society wants to say to these progressives who claim that their children belong to everybody else. You know what it is? Hands off my kids.
Exactly.
My kids are not your guinea pigs. My kids are not your cash cows. My kids' minds are not for you to propagandize.
Item number 8 on the countdown, the stabbing at that community college in Texas this past week. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo talking to reporter Jim Forsythe about the way some have used this attack as a way to promote more anti-gun agenda items.
I just think that it's a weird reaction to say, wasn't it great didn't have a gun?
Yeah, well, I mean, on the other side, you can turn that around to the gun grabbers and say that this goes to show that people are going to commit violent acts whether there are guns available or not. This individual, Dylan Andrew Quick, according to the sheriff, he had fantasized since he was in elementary school of stabbing people to death. So this is the kind of individual who's out there, who is among us. I don't think there's any lesson to be learned at all as far as gun debate, and you can play it from both sides. This guy didn't have fantasies of shooting people. He had fantasies of stabbing people. We cannot ban everything that somebody could conceivably use as a weapon in an offensive attack. I mean, that would be silly. This guy used an X-Acto knife, for crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think the lesson there is not it's a good thing he didn't have a gun. The lesson is, you know, if people like this Quick fella, who are twisted or mentally deranged or whatever he turns to be, want to harm people, they're going to find a way to harm people. He found a way. That was his fantasy, and he fulfilled his fantasy. He's been planning this incident for some time. I don't know exactly how much planning it takes to run up and down the hallway slashing at people with an X-Acto knife. This guy obviously a disturbed individual, and I'm sure all sorts of people are going to try to use this for political ends. I'm sure we will learn that he, you know, watch Sean Hannity or something at some point, and that'll be the reason for this. The bottom line is that if somebody is bound and determined to commit violence and run amok, there is really nothing, no weapons restriction is going to be able to prevent that person from doing
that. Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and it seemed to be a competition from both sides to see who can get out there first. As we know, after Sandy Hook, Bloomberg came out almost immediately on the day of the killings, talking about we have to ban this, ban that, and ban the other thing, and this is the problem, in our society. The fact is, there was no new gun ban in place yesterday that stopped him using a gun. Just had fantasy, as the police reported, about stabbing people. And he was targeting their faces and their necks, and he was doing all he could to hurt, maim, or kill. I mean, I can make a good point that if a good guy with a gun and if CHL were allowed on campus, somebody could have shot him in the face and stopped him before it got to 14. But at the end of the day, you're right. You've got a bad guy doing a bad thing to good people who didn't expect it, who were just there trying to get an education, and that's what we have to take a look at. How does somebody like that
how do we better regulate or manage somebody who's that kind of nuts? And it's not about who's got the gun or who's got the knife or who's got car or who's got the club. It's about identifying somebody like this and preventing something like this going forward.
And there's only a limited amount of prevention that you can do. I mean, in a free society, hopefully we remain a free society. I mean, everybody at one point has probably thought or fantasized something nasty about somebody else. Boy, I'd like to get that. You know, the bottom line is that, pretty much anything in this society can be used as a weapon. We can't ban firearms. We can't ban baseball bats. But the government has absolutely no track record of being able to successfully ban people from getting anything.
Up next, Tax Day in the Post Office, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 9 in the countdown. It is tax day on Monday. What have you done? Here is this is an outtake actually from a business talk radio program hosted by Bill Wills. Here he talks to financial analyst John Matarese about last minute do's and don'ts on your tax returns.
Okay, clock is ticking for the deadline, so people start to rush, John. And just like back in school, you rush with your homework. You make mistakes, don't
you? That's right. Or you remember you rush taking an exam, you turn it in, and you have half the answers wrong. Well, that's what's happening this week with taxes. The deadline is April 15th, so that's right around the corner. And this year, we don't have a Patriots Day or some other holiday in Washington, D.C. to postpone it. So it's April 15th. And if you're not filing for an extension, you've got to get it done this week. And this is the week, Bill, that a lot of us just make simple mistakes because we're trying to get everything done. I've had people actually email me and ask me about TurboTax and Tax Act and these different programs. I'm thinking, why are you waiting until April 9th to even start?
A little late, isn't it?
It is a little late.
How about the key, though,
is to take your time. Take as long as it takes. You want to dot every I, cross every T, and I'm talking about math errors. A lot of people are rushing. They're taking math errors. They're not adding things right, subtracting things right. They're taking too many deductions. You've got to work on that very carefully. carefully. Remember, every number you turn in has to match a W-2 or a 1099, or that's a red flag to the IRS computers that you made a mistake. I mean, they have those numbers already on your W-2, so you've got to enter everything perfectly. You know what a lot of people forget to do? They forget to sign whatever they need to sign. For instance, on your Ohio forms, you have to sign it. They forget to do that because they're in a rush.
There you go. So those last-minute things could cost you literally, huh?
They could, because that can trigger an audit. So the bottom line is, if you don't think you can get it done by the end of this weekend and you're going to miss the deadline, don't sweat it. Just file for an extension. Everyone gets an automatic extension. If you just file for it, that'll give you more time.
The number 10 item on the countdown this week, post office Saturday delivery. Host Brian Schimming talked to a caller about whether anybody would really care if the post office stopped delivering mail on Saturdays or not.
The nation will continue to get its Saturday mail through at least September 30th, the U.S. Post Office announced. Post office backed down from its plan to cut mail delivery starting this summer from 6 days a week to 5. Measure passed by Congress last month to fund government ops while the budget remains in limbo, including have the Postal Service stopping the Postal Service from changing its delivery schedule. The Board of Governors of the Postal Service said Wednesday, am I missing something here? Are the politicians just protecting Saturday delivery because they like it? Or what is it? Would you miss Saturday delivery? I mean, what if Saturday delivery stopped? If you didn't get mail this Saturday, if you got no mail, would your life come to an end? Would it be over at that point? Would you say, what? No Saturday mail? What's going on here? I don't get it. Would you miss it? Would you miss it if it was gone Saturday? Would you miss it if it was gone Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday? I honestly don't know. I don't get this part. Representative Daryl Issa, a Republican of California, he is the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, said he's disappointed polls showing Americans support a pared-down schedule. Quote, the reversal significantly undercuts the credibility of postal officials who have told Congress they were prepared to do difficult but necessary cuts. It's quite clear the special interest lobbying, intense political pressure, played in the Postal Service change of heart than any real or perceived barrier. Should we cut Saturday Postal Service or maybe even more than that? On line one is Russ.
Definitely cut the Saturday Postal Service. The only thing that's going to leave me short on is a little bit of fire starter to get my bonfire going. But I can use the stuff I get Monday through Friday.
Should I take that, Russ, as an indication that you missing Saturday service is probably not a reality?
Not a bit.
Not a bit. You would not miss it.
Good place to start.
Recapping our top 10, let's see, the post office delivery is number 10, tax day is 9, stabbing in Texas 8, Melissa Harris-Perry and her discussion about children, number 7, Mitch McConnell-Ashley Judd controversy is 6, death of Margaret Thatcher is 5, immigration reform is 4, North Korea number 3, gun legislation proposal is number 2, and the president's budget review is the number 1 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.